Hello, I am Crystal Craven, and I am a singer, a songwriter, and a worship leader, and I am passionate about sharing what God inspires. And this is your weekly devotional. Right. Well, I apologize again because this cough and whatever's going on in my body is hanging on for dear life. But we're not going to let that stop us, are we? So let's go ahead and jump in here to Luke chapter 14 in verses 12 through 14. And it says, Jesus said also to the man who had invited him, when you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just. So it looks like this turned out to be quite the dinner party that Jesus has kindly confronted a lot of heart issues at. In the previous sections, if you recall, Jesus had addressed some heart issues of the people who were invited to the party. But now in this section, Jesus ended up directing his words to the man who had invited him, so the host. But his words are for more than just that one man at that one specific time, because we can glean some things from it too. So first off, it was expected that people would host dinners or banquets and host people in their home, right? In the Jewish culture, this was actually a very regular thing. In our culture now, it's kind of a thing, right? But let's be honest, even without COVID restrictions, people just don't seem to get together at one another's houses like they used to. Now, having dinner with other people, it's an intimate setting, you know, where conversation is had, where food and stories are shared, and where relationships can grow deeper among friends, at least when among true friends, right? Now, we saw this practice in the early church, and it's great. So then why does Jesus say not to invite your friends, your brothers, your relatives, or rich neighbors? And does this mean that you should never invite them? No, not at all. Because once again, Jesus is speaking to a heart issue here, not a practical one. When Jesus said not to invite friends, brothers, relatives, or rich neighbors, it came with a caveat, because he said, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. This does not mean that you shouldn't share meals with friends or brothers or relatives or, you know, rich neighbors. This means you shouldn't invite those people and host them with an expectation of being invited in return. If an invitation to dinner, let's say, has any motive beyond just blessing them with a meal and enjoying a time of fellowship with them, then it's a wrong motive. We see evidence of this in situations such as, you know, politics or business. You know, one party invites another over for dinner. They may even lavish guests with gifts, you know, but all with the goal of getting something in return. This is the type of heart issue that Jesus is addressing. If you're giving anything with an expectation of selfishly getting something in return, then you're not truly giving. Now, Jesus gave instruction on how not to invite or how not to give, but then he contrasted it by giving instructions on how to invite and give. Jesus said to invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, because they cannot repay you. Jesus really was goading the Pharisees and lawyers here who tended to view everything from how it appeared on the outside. And he directed them to look inward at their motives by giving this outward example. But at the root of that kind of motive of inviting people just to get something is pride. Who are we to expect anything? And yet Jesus tells us that by inviting the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, we'll be blessed and repaid at the resurrection of the just. You know, some people might wonder, isn't that getting repaid too? What's the difference in the two scenarios when both are getting repaid? The difference is in the heart and how people are viewed. In the first situation, the host invites with an expectation to get repaid by those who are invited. So the first type of host views people as a means to an end. But in the second situation, the host invites knowing that their guests cannot repay them. So the second type of host views people as worth something simply because they are people created in the image of God. And yet, God in his goodness says that he will repay them in heaven. Do you remember when Jesus told us in Matthew 6? He said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." If our hearts keep eternity in mind, we'll be doing things down here on earth simply because it's the right thing to do. In that first scenario, the host acted out of expectation of the desired outcome, which was being repaid. But in the second scenario, the host acts out of love for people, knowing that they cannot repay. And the reward in both scenarios is vastly different, because the first reward is fleeting, right? Only to be had here on earth. But the second one is eternal, and it won't be destroyed by moth and rust or stolen by thieves. But think of this. When the devil invites people to his proverbial parties, he fully has the expectation that his tempting will yield an outcome of them sinning. It is literally the devil's goal to draw people away from God, and his efforts are repaid in the souls that he ensnares to sin. But when God invites people to take the gift of salvation in him, in which he abides in us and we abide in him, he fully knew we could never repay him. And yet, we are the reward that he died to pay for. So as we invite our family and our friends over for dinner, and when we give to others, may our hearts be aligned with the heart of Christ in giving from a true and a generous heart and seeing people for the worth and the value in who they are and not for whatever they can give us in return. And in doing so, we will reap the eternal rewards in heaven, in which we can then lay down at the feet of our Savior in worship of him who gave himself up for us and invited us into the kingdom of God when we couldn't ever repay him. For blogs, written devotionals, and originally written songs, visit crystalcravenmusic.com. And that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C.